Righto, Tech Talk with tenors Jansen van Rensburg, a band with blog.co.za on a Wednesday this week. Tenors, always good to see you, my friend. How are you doing?
I'm good, and you?
Good, good, good. Listen, interesting. We always, always speak about electric vehicles and what's happening and the infrastructure around it. But let's talk about electric and aviation.
Yes, so the world is obviously concerned with electric vehicles as a whole, part of, you know, fighting climate change, and electric cars are at the forefront. But if you take into account that airplanes pollute as much into the atmosphere as all of agriculture, that's also a massive market that people believe that we need to change. So there are a couple of big players in the industry that think we should really think about electric airplanes. Obviously, as you can imagine, that's way off because those batteries are so, so heavy. In a car, it's not such a big deal. In an airplane, obviously, that's a very big problem. But we've got a couple of companies that are really pushing the envelope, starting with Rolls-Royce.
Nice. Okay, so what's the... Okay, look, yeah, batteries heavy on the ground, fine. You've got four wheels, but we got to get it in the air. Obviously, you know, we also go on a lot about range when it comes to exactly. These batteries and cars. So what's the deal here? What did Rolls-Royce do?
So Rolls-Royce are really pushing the envelope in terms of their battery technology, not only just for, obviously, electric aircraft, but they want to start selling that for the electric vehicle industry as well. And they have built a, let's call it a concept electric prop airplane, and they've now smashed all records when it comes to electric airplanes. So this airplane did a top speed of almost 700 kilometers an hour. It did an average speed over its flights of about 550 kilometers per hour, and it also broke the record for the quickest ascent from the ground to 3 kilometers in the sky in less than 205 seconds. So they are really serious about this technology, and they hope that with the advancement of the battery technology, you know, we've got lithium ion in most cars these days. They want to focus on solid state batteries over the next 5 years, and that's going to revolutionize the electric vehicle industry as a whole. And they hope that that will push the innovation in these electric aircraft, and eventually we can get to airliners that are fully electric in, you know, 15 to 20 years.
That is insanely interesting. Listen, at this stage, it sounds like one hell of an adventure to go on that specific plane and reach those speeds for a propeller.
Yes.
700 kilometers an hour. Look, I don't understand what the problem is. If they just have little electricity things on the wings, as it flies, it generates more electricity. It can go on forever.
Yeah, so,
you see
so
what
it's
I'm
got,
saying?
Yeah, it's got the same kind of curves technology that we have in Formula One cars that regenerates electricity. It has more or less that same kind of technology. Has obviously changed a bit to work on airplanes, but that's kind of where this technology is starting to go. And if we can really nail down the technology of these solid state batteries, it's going to change the entire landscape. And who knows? Maybe in 20, 30 years from now, you take a 1.5 hour flight between Cape Town and Joburg on an electric plane.
Oh, fascinating stuff. Listen, now that gets me very excited. Tienes, thank you very much, man. Always lovely having you in studio with this enticing news, man. You know, make you so excited for this. All right. Thank you very much. We'll chat to you again next week.
Thank you.